Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I don't know how much time you spend on Facebook, but I go on occasionally. And one thing I think that Facebook does a great job of, and that's not only connecting people, but when they're going through a tough time, I think Facebook can do a great job in helping with the healing process. I mean, I experienced it when my father passed away a couple of months ago. I got such a strong outpouring from friends and family, and so many great things were said about him that it just made me feel good. And it gave me the opportunity to celebrate his life. Well, last week, a guy that I've known since, I think, seventh grade, passed away at age 49. So his life was cut short for sure. And this is a guy that certainly had his demons in life and had some challenges in life. But he's also a guy that, as our friend Mike pointed out, had passion for the experiences in life. Because Todd was always that guy that was the best guy on a BMX bicycle when we were kids. He was an avid skateboarder, so much so that he actually opened his own indoor skate park as an adult. He was a phenomenal skier and actually introduced me to skiing for the first time. And for that, I'm indebted to him because it's something that I'm truly passionate and do often now, even as an adult. But the point here is that here's a guy that, despite some of the challenges he had, really and truly lived his life. So even though his life was cut short, when you look at regrets, I would argue that Todd probably had very few regrets in terms of the activities he did and his pursuits of passions in life, because he really and truly did it. You know, he was that adrenaline junkie that went out and did the things he wanted to do. And fortunately for him, he was actually pretty good at most of these things too. So, you know, you look at that and you say, okay, you know, I've lived it, I've done it, you know, and talking about leaving it all on the field, Todd's a guy that left it all on the field. So I think it's an important life lesson for all of us when you think about how you're living your life. You know, if tomorrow's never promised, we never know what's going to happen from one day to the next. And if something were to happen to you tomorrow, what regrets would you have? And I know we talk about this a lot, but I think it's such an important thing. Live your life. Have experiences. Enjoy. Appreciate. You know, make sure people around you know how you feel about them. But pursue those passions that you have. Why would you not? What are you waiting for? You know, if we know that tomorrow may never come, today is the day to live. So live life to the extent that you can. Do the things you want to do and use the means you have to achieve the things that you want to achieve. It's that simple. Just don't ever wake up as an old person and say, you know, I have regrets because I didn't do A, B, or C, whatever those things are for you. Do them now. Take advantage of it now and use this as a wake-up call to do something about your life so that you're moving in the direction you want to go and you're doing those things that you want to be doing. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, you can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull on the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed yet, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button. And if you'd be so kind as to leave a review while you're there, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to look at those things that you're passionate about in your life. Take a little bit of an inventory of where you are, what you're doing. And just ask yourself, if I know that tomorrow is never promised, if I know I want an opportunity to do these things, am I doing them? And if you're not, start